Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's devotions. It's so good to have everybody here today, and we don't have school today, which is great, and but we've got an awful lot going on. We have food bank today. In fact, they get it all set up. They're going to be starting it shortly, and we've got a lot of other things happening today. We've got new desks for my office, and we're going to be putting them in. We've got some other things that need to get accomplished today, but there's always something going on here at Florence Baptist Church. So let's have a word of prayer, and we're going to get started. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in this devotional, that we might get something out of it that we can use in our own lives, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The title of this morning's devotional is Generous, Generous. If I was to ask you, what does generous mean, what would you tell me? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm going to give you a definition. Definition for generous is using all I have to glorify God because it all belongs to Him. And that's really a good definition. Everything that we have belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, there are a lot of places in the Bible that Jesus talks about how we need to be generous. You know, I want to look today at just a few things of what the Bible says and how we need to be generous and who needs to be generous. You know, Jesus said that it was more blessed to give than to receive. I want to first look at what God gives to us through his generosity. The first thing is this, God gives wisdom and knowledge. God gives wisdom and knowledge. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26, it says, for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather, and he heap up that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of the spirit. God gives us wisdom and knowledge. You know, God had given Solomon all the wisdom that he could possibly handle. Not only did Solomon receive all the wisdom, but he also received the riches and long life that his heart may be fulfilled with what God had given him. You know, God gives wisdom to all of us, no matter what state we're in or who we are or anything else. God will give us all the wisdom we need to carry us through the trials and tribulations of this life. You know, God gives us the wisdom and knowledge to know how to handle situations. You know, as I was doing this devotion, I got to thinking about the fire and how God has given us the wisdom to know how to get this all put back together again. And I just praise him for it. Second thing is this, God gives us eternal life. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, God was so generous that he gave us something that we don't deserve to have. All we need to do is we need to understand we're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says what? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to understand that there's a penalty for our sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then Jesus died for us. He paid our penalty on the cross. You know, sometimes I think about that, and I think, you know, that wasn't probably the fairest thing to do with Jesus paying a penalty that I should have paid. And all of us are in the same boat, so to speak. All of us need to realize that Jesus paid a penalty that he didn't have to pay, but he voluntarily did it. He was generous enough to give his life so that you and I can have eternal life. Not only that, but we also need to accept him as our personal Savior. In Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to understand that Jesus died for us, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scripture, that you and I can have eternal life. You know, not only did he give us wisdom and knowledge, not only did he give us eternal life, but he also gives us all things. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, it says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We need to realize that God gives us all things. God has been so generous to us, and we need to be generous to him and others. You know, God has given us things that we don't deserve to have. You know, he's promised to supply our every need, but then again, he also gives us the things that we want and the things that we really don't need, but yet he still finds in his heart to give us that. You know, God has been so gracious to us, and we need to be gracious back to him and to others. God had given us everything that we have, and we need to give back what he's also given to us. And if we do that, I think we're going to have a very great life. But what are we supposed to give back to him? What does God want of us that we can be generous and give back to him? Well, I think the first thing is our time. In 1 Corinthians 7:29, it says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they were had none. You know, if people would only realize that their time is short, you know, we only are on this earth for maybe 70 years, maybe. And so our time is really short. You know, those of you who are younger are saying, well, that's a long time. Yeah, but you know what? That time goes so fast. I'm 66 years old, and I look back at my life, and I go, man, it just went boom, and it's gone. And what we need to realize is that we are living in the last days, and that any time the Lord could return and with a shout, with the trump, and we can be gone. You know, we need to be generous with our time that God has given to us and use it for his honor and glory. Each of us have the same amount of time, don't we? We have 60 seconds in a minute. We have 60 minutes in an hour. We have 24 hours in a day. So all of us have the same amount of time, and it's how we use our time that's going to affect how we are with God. We need to take and be generous with our time for him. I preached a message a while back on time, and this is what I said. If we were going to tithe, we would give 10% of our money to God. But you know what? If we were going to tithe of our time, we were going to give 10% of our time back to God. Figure that out. Figure out how many hours there are in a week, then take 10% of that. And if you're going to tithe your time, that's how much time you should give back to the work of the Lord. You know, our time is going to come to a halt before we know it, and we're going to have to give an account of all the time that we wasted and that did not do it for his honor and glory. The second thing is this: we need to be generous with our tithes and our finances. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall man give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again. You know, God has been generous to us in allowing us to have the things which we would like to have. You know, most of us have a roof over our heads, we have food on our tables, and we have clothes on our backs. You know, God has been generous to give us jobs and to support our family and to buy the things that we need to support those that we love. But we need to also be generous in giving back to God of the things that he's given to us to further his work here at Florence Baptist Church. You know, there are far too many who do not realize they need to be generous with their money back to God and keep to keep the things going in the church and running for His honor and glory. You know, there are many times people will come and ask for money here at the church for their power bills, water bills, rent payment, and some other things that they have fallen behind on. But yet, you know, it's sad when you tell them that there's no money to take and give them. We can't financially help them. And, you know, we are a very generous church. We give to those that need it, but at the same token, we have to be wise with what God has given to us. We also need to be generous with our talents. Well, what are our talents? I'm glad you asked that question. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, it says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." What we need to realize is we need to be generous with our abilities. You know, God has given each of us the ability to do something for His honor and His glory. There are some who have the ability to work at the food bank. There are some who have the ability to work in the school. There are some that have the ability to work on a bus route. And there's an awful lot of people that have the ability to go soul winning. There are some who have the ability to help with finances, and there are some who have the ability to do car repair and maintenance and carpentry and things like that. And we need to realize that we need to use our abilities for the honor and glory of God. We need to be generous with what God has given us in our talents. You know, I know an awful lot of people in the church that have really good voices, and they could be given special music. They could sing a solo. They could sing with a duet or whatever. But we need to be generous with our talents that God has given us. Not only that, but we also need to be generous with what God has given us to give to others. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36, it says, "For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." You know, we need to be generous with the food that God has given to us and to give to those who are in need. That's why we operate a food bank. That's why we give food out every week to those who need food. We need to be generous to those who need something to drink. We have water here all the time that we can give out. We need to be generous with those who need clothing and furniture and other things. And we get an awful lot of that in, and we give an awful lot of it back out to people who have the need. You know, God has given us many things to see what we're going to do with them. You know, if we will be selfish and greedy and we won't give it to people who are in need, God will stop giving us things to give to others. You know, we need to be generous with the many bountiful things that God has given to us for the purpose of keeping, you know, this church operating, keeping having people come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You know, God has made each of us and given each of us the ability to be generous with the things which He has graciously given to each of us. You know, each of us need to be generous in all God has given us as we seek to do His will. We need to always be seeking God's will in our life. You know, if you don't know what God's will is, you need to pray and ask God to show you what His will is for your life. You know, God was so generous to give us eternal life, and we need to realize that we need also to be generous to give Him back a portion of that which He's given us in our time, our talents, our tithes, and also our testimony. Our testimony, we need to be generous with that. We need to show people that we are true children of God, that we are a Christian, that we live a little different life than everybody else. And we need to pray all the time that we can be generous in everything that God has given to us for His honor and His glory. I believe that if all of us would be generous with what God has given us and give back to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and the church, I believe that God will give us rewards in heaven for that. And we just need to remember that everything we do, whatsoever ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And we need to understand that we need to do everything for God's glory. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for this devotional. I just pray now that you'll be with each and every one of us. We're going to have the day today. I just thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity of sharing it. We just pray now that you'll guide and direct us in all that we do and say. And we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Don't forget, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock is Sunday school. 10 o'clock is church. 5 o'clock Sunday night is evening service. I hope to see you here this weekend. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning, 8 o'clock, same time, same place. God bless. Thanks, Dana.